Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Why, hello there, poddlers, and welcome along. Coming up, I receive a very special invitation from a true comedy legend. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, we're about to embark on the lowest hanging fruit in entertainment breakfast radio history.
Oh, great.
And that's when the host and his or her team discuss the colour they like their cup of tea to be. But we must, because we've realised, and it's taken us many years, too long, that the coffee in the coffee machine here is bad for you.
I'm still drinking it, though.
I thought that's why you made me a nice cup of tea.
No, I got you a tea, but I made myself, because I feel like I need the coffee at this time of the morning.
Well, I was so grateful that you made me a cup of tea because I was saying I can't drink the coffee. It's bad for my insides.
I know, I think it is bad for you.
You need to stick to Dowie.
I thought I'd set up a perfect platform for Anna Geary to plug Dowie experts.
Yeah. But Dowie is, I don't know, it feels too 80s to me. Having instant
Matt, everything
coffee.
About you's 280s. That's your shtick. You've even got your own theme tune.
Yes, but my taste in coffee has moved with the times.
Oh, yes. No, that's true. No, I'm just
saying. But anyway, tea, yes. It was I made you a cup of tea.
It was so milky and you were confused as to why I had to go back for another bag.
I know. I normally leave the bag in for you as well. I've done that in the past, so I literally let myself down.
Yeah.
But in my defence, the lights are off in the kitchen, so I cannot quite tell the level of milkiness.
That is a good defence.
It is.
Yeah.
The lights are off, so I can't tell the level of milkiness. Is a great name for the daily podcast.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Wednesday morning. Pinch, punch, first of the month.
It's that time again.
It's also that time again where long-time listeners to the show will know that it's still not sunk in because obviously June hath 5 days, that's the ninth day, and cometh November, Julie and Jadu and Lulu. Whatever that rhyme is. What is that rhyme? Do you know that rhyme, Anna?
Anna knows that.
Do you mean the 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February alone, which has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
When did everyone else on planet Earth learn that except me?
Where was I?
I wasn't off from life when I was eight. Why does everybody know that?
My grandma taught it to me. She was always saying it.
It's just like, it just won't sink in. It's just, she might as well go diddly fiddly do, diddly middly me, 51. And that's all I'm getting from it. Right, okay, we've got your chance to win a number I am certain about, and that is 250, because it's £250 of Wix gift card goodness. Ooh. And I can't believe we have reached the start of another new month and another fantastic paint event at Wix. They're always there to freshen up your home, and Wix have got loads of offers across their paint range with Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion from £19, now £14. Don't miss out. Head in store or download the Wix app as we once again have a round of Overcome with Emulsion. Matt, remind us how this one works, please.
Well, Dave, Anna Geary has had her first dowie of the day with the desired amount of milk in it and is ready to put on a performance for us. She's going to brush off her GCSE drama skills and reenact a famous scene from a film. All you have to do is identify the film. It's as simple as that, sugar lips.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Anna, it's time to hear your GCSE acting skills. Can you identify the movie that this is taken from? Here we go.
I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny.
You come to fight
as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Leaned into it a bit there.
You'll live at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Oh, Anna.
Rousing.
Really nice.
I don't even know if that deserves applause.
No, I'm overcome with something. I don't know if it's emotion. So, which movie was that taken from? Call us right now. You're playing for a Wix gift card worth £250. The number is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. T's and C's, they're online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
They've got everything you need to make your home fit for a queen. Not that she's coming to stay or anything, it's just a saying.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's Wednesday morning, welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where just now Anna Geary was overcome with emotion as she recreated a scene from a famous movie. And this is... Sorry, let me get this all together. Here we go. This is what happened.
I fight and you may die. Run and you'll live at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
You can see now I was getting a bit shaky, can't you? Joining us on line one is Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, which movie is that scene from for a £250 Wix gift card?
It's Braveheart.
It is Braveheart.
Yes.
Well done, Alex. So you're a midwife, Alex.
I am, yes.
Are you going to be taking any of the Jubilee Bank Holiday weekend off?
I've got the whole weekend off.
Oh,
lovely.
Yes. Is that a special rarity in your life, Alex?
It is, actually, yeah. I'd booked some annual leave to go and see the Killers. So, yeah, and I've managed to get the other extra days as well.
This is brilliant. We've struck upon our ideal listener. I love this, Alex. So have you got a project going on at home?
Yeah, we're trying to get the garden finished and the kitchen needs decorating. So,
well, we can help in a wee way by sending you a £250 Wix gift card. Alex, thank you for tuning into the show. Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Well-earned long weekend. Enjoy the gig as well, and we'll speak to you real soon. Just to let you know, Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19. It is now £14. Wix have all the other things you need as well, like paintbrushes and rollers. Don't miss out. Head in-store or download the Wix app right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why in just over 20 minutes' time, I've got your chance to see The Killers live in Manchester as part of 10 weeks of tickets. But right now, well, it's Matty D and the Social Ammunition. Matthew, what's going on?
Thank you,
there?
Davey B. As thousands of revellers flock to the Binley Mega Chippy to celebrate the Platy Jubes, you'd be forgiven for thinking there was nothing else going on in the world, but there is in the world of social media. One of the Twitter interactions of the week has gone viral. It involves the new series of Love Island, which is coming soon.
Okay.
Oh joy, it's back. Yeah, more half-naked narcissists standing in the sunshine saying literally, and it is what it is, every 2 minutes.
It's coming soon. Tell us how you really feel like that.
It's coming soon. Anyway, look at this tweet from Millie Payne, a showbiz reporter, said, out of all the Love Island content that I've scrolled through for work, this is by far the best thing I've stumbled across. It was a picture introducing one of the new contestants, Hot Property, they said. International real estate agent Andrew is going to be one of the contestants on Love Island.
Good luck, Andrew.
And he stood there in just his shorts carrying a love flag. But underneath, a strange interaction comes down further down in the thread. Someone called Carol just says, he looks like the man who stole my daughter's handbag in Sainsbury's, which is a strange, strange accusation.
Carol calling you out.
And Carol doesn't let it go. She comes back with, can you confirm, please, if it was in Bristol Sainsbury's on the 12th of March, Love Island. Wow. Please confirm. He's making this wild allegation just because he looks similar to...
But he looks like... You remember the one you bought us a Social Ammunition a couple of years ago of the three lads from Birmingham stood in a row?
Yes, yeah,
who
looked like that.
He's just,
yeah.
he's just a guy.
He's just a lad. He's just a generic modern lad, Carol.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, modern lads live their best lives.
Exactly.
Stop accusing them of being bag thieves.
Flinging accusations around.
Jeez, Carol.
It was strange enough. And then someone, I think one of his colleagues, because this guy, Andrew, by the way, we should clear his name, he works in Dubai as an estate agent.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's part of his bio.
He's very rarely in.
100%.
Very rarely in the UK. And one of his friends or colleagues says, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Carol, but Andrew was in Dubai on the 12th of March, so it seems your perpetrator is still at large.
Yeah. And it's an awful crime, and I hope they catch the guy
horrible,
who did it.
Yeah.
But it ain't Andrew.
It's not Andrew.
He's hot property, Carol. And if you can't handle that fact, then turn your eyes away.
Carol responded to that, someone just killing the story. She just said, OK, thanks. Thumbs up emoji, but then added, are you sure?
Oh!
She's still not accepting it.
Okay,
that it's
Carol.
Not the criminal.
She's building her own story arc here.
Yeah,
I love this.
Amazing. And history could be made in the bungee jumping world this morning, Dave. This is very exciting. As we speak in Scotland, a man is trying to break the Guinness World Record for the most bungee jumps in 24 hours. To break it, he has to complete a bungee jump every 200 seconds. Every 3 minutes and 20 seconds, he has to do a full bungee jump. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What that's like for 24 hours. His name is Francois-Marie Dibben. He's a Frenchman who was afraid...
No way.
Yeah, afraid of heights as a young kid, apparently. And
wow.
He didn't even dare dive into the swimming pool from the side of the pool. But he's gone to Scotland to try and break this record, held by a guy from New Zealand called Mike Hurd, who did 430 jumps in one day in Auckland Harbour Bridge in 2017.
Has Mike heard that this is going to be...
I'm not sure if Mike has
his record
yet.
Taken away from
but,
him today?
But he's... He started around 9 o'clock yesterday, right? So as we speak, he's at Garry Bridge near Killiecrankie in Perthshire.
You're just making it up
now,
aren't you?
No, genuinely.
It's not the Killiecrankie bit, there's a bridge called Garry.
Yeah, there's a bridge called Garry in Killiecrankie. And that's where... Imagine the adrenaline rushing through his body for 24 hours and then the tiredness coming into the adrenaline. It'll be
I want to know about the eating and drinking. When is he taking on fluids?
Yes, he has micro naps, apparently. And yeah, but yeah, if you're drinking or eating, it's going to be all churned up.
And most importantly, were you in the Sainsbury's back in March 20... No.
No, it wasn't me, Carol. That's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. If you're listening on Absolute Radio, that's the latest offering by a friend of the show, George Ezra, called Green Green Grass. Well worth pointing out what's going on at Naughties as well, because we just played The Streets Fit But You Know It, and that is
nice.
A song for the ages. Of course, you can download the free Absolute Radio app and jump right in. Now, Matt, I've just had a little peek over at the social ammunition desk.
Yeah.
And, well, you didn't have enough time for a big story.
You've got burning
desire
to do the extra.
I want you to do this, please.
You saw me looking at headlines from Adrian Charles's column in The Guardian.
People need to see this.
The Poke have done a list of all the headlines that are the most Alan Partridge that he's done over the past couple
great
of years.
Ones in there,
the top three or four are amazing. I thought it was weird to have a favourite spoon, then I realised I wasn't alone. These are headlines to try and entice you in to read the column.
These are also texters on the Home Time show
as
well.
They are, yeah. I have a urinal in my flat and it's changed my life.
Richie.
They genuinely did discuss that, I'm sure, when it happened, because that went quite big. Having a quiet drink, I eyed a group of lads nervously and then I saw their man bags.
Bush. There you go.
And one more for you. Ironing has a rival for my affections. The matchless, marvellous joy of log stacking. Imagine a whole column about that. Wow. Who wouldn't want to read it?
Thanks for doing that, Matt. People needed to hear that. They really did. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, Wix have great offers across their paint range. Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now only £14. Offers end Wednesday. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with with Wickes.
You can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio 70s. I would, because we've got Bee Gees' Night Fever, Pink Floyd, and we got the Beatles as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's a happy little musical trio if ever there was one.
Beautiful.
10 weeks of tickets.
You can ask your smart speaker to play any of the Absolute Radio stations, and whatever you're listening to, the time has come to give somebody a chance to win a pair of tickets to see The Killers live in Manchester as we once again, for the final time I'm afraid to say, play Read My Mind with Mystic Matt. Mystic Matt, remind us, how does it work?
Behold in wonderment as I once again harness the power of the mind. I, Mystic Mac, Mac. I, Mystic Mac.
Mystic Mac.
Have psychic powers.
Right, okay.
Telekinesis.
We're moving on from that, are we?
Astral projection, clairvoyance, telepathy. And it is that telepathic skill that we shall be exploring once again today as I channel a celebrity into the mind of David Berry. If you can correctly identify the celebrity that I'm sending, you will win the tickets.
I'm not going under your Mystic Mac, let me tell you. It's a mess in there. Thank you, Mystic Matt. Okay, so for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see The Killers as part of 10 weeks of tickets, call right now. We are standing by. It's 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online. Speak to you in a bit.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it is time for 10 weeks of tickets and somebody's chance to see The Killers live in Manchester as once again we play Read My Mind with Mystic Matt. Mystic Matt will transmit three celebrity clues into my brain, correctly identify who he's sending, and you will win. And joining us this morning on line one is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, welcome along to the show. I've got to ask you, first of all, are you going to be off work for the Platinum Jubilee Bank Holiday weekend?
Yeah, I will
be. Oh, the full shebang. Oh, so man. What are you up to? Anything exciting?
It's my little sister's 18th tomorrow, so I might be rough on the Friday.
Okay.
And then I've got a small festival on the Saturday.
Hey, nice.
What? Where? Whereabouts?
It's just in a small town called Darwin. It's like next door to my town.
Oh, a little local thing going on.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Has it got a name? Have they given it kind of a pun title or anything?
It's literally called Darwin Live.
Oh, I mean, it's fair enough. It's straight down the line. But I like Tom Stock. I would call it that. I would be suggesting that if I were you. Tom, what's your sister's name? Give her a shout out for her 18th birthday. The floor is yours.
Lily Harder, happy 18th. Hope you have a cracking day.
Oh, happy 18th. Lovely stuff. Okay, Tom, let's get down to business. Your chance to bag a pair of tickets to see The Killers live in Manchester. Mystic Matt's about to do his thing. Are you ready to identify the celebrity?
Certainly am.
Okay, on a personal note, I'm pleased this is the last time we're doing it because...
You've seen some things, haven't you?
It's dark in there. And whenever there is any kind of light shed on anything, it's just thousands of old copies of Heat magazine open to the unconventional hottest man page. But Matt came second in.
Okay, I'm transmitting.
Okay. Tom, here come the clues. Just a giant number seven. Seeing the number seven, Matt, is that right?
Yes, that should be coming through.
Oh, hang on, Matt's feeling smug of himself. He says this person was born in Whips Cross Hospital and would go on to whip in crosses for a living. He's so smug at that fact, he's making my frontal lobe ache.
Feel the smugness.
Ah! And I can see the Spice Girls, but I presume they're usually in here, are they, Matt? Or
sometimes,
okay. So, Tom, number seven, whips in crosses for a living, the Spice Girls. Which celebrity is it?
Oh, it's got to be David Beckham.
It is David Beckham!
Yeah.
Now, get out of my mind!
Oh, brilliant.
You filthy animal. Tom, listen, nice talking with you. Enjoy the bank holiday. Happy birthday once again to your sister. We'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, mate.
Well done. Cheers, Tom. You take care. Don't forget, on Home Time with Bush and Richie at 4 p.m, they've got your chance to win tickets to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer all at the same gig.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where joining me this morning is a man who has written and starred in some of the finest comedy the UK has ever produced, including The Far Show and Harry Enfield and Chums. He has 3 BAFTA awards under his belt.
5?
I don't want to rob you of 2 BAFTA awards. I'm sorry. I apologise.
Let's have it right. Listen just for a minute. Okay, wait a minute. 3 Fence, 4 Kids, 5 BAFTAs.
He's also won the British Comedy Award for Top Male Comedy Performer. just the once. He loves to fish. He's also written a West End musical. I am so pleased to say yes, with 5 BAFTAs under his belt. It's Paul Whitehouse on The Breakfast Show, everyone. Hey, Paul.
Morning. That takes me down a peg or two to the level of Mortimer and Enfield. I'm way beyond this.
You're way beyond. Not those scoundrels. They never get on this breakfast show, Paul. You got it's a 5 BAFTA minimum to make an appearance here. Paul, listen, the reason I reached out to you, and I'm so pleased you're taking the time to talk to me this morning, is because I took my dad to see Only Fools and Horses, the musical, for his birthday, and we had such a great time, and you are its creator. So I've been desperate to talk to you about it, and I suppose we need to start at the beginning, Paul, which is, you know, when did you fall in love with Only Fools and Horses, and what are some of your favourite moments from the TV series?
Well, obviously, I can't claim credit for Only Fools and Horses. That obviously belongs firmly with John Sullivan. But it was a very tragic that John died so young. But his last wish or project that he wanted to work on was a musical of Only Fools. So I was approached by Jim Sullivan and the producer and said, you know, they'd be saying, look, this is my dad's last project. Would you help us try and develop it as a musical? And I went home thinking, oh no. you know, you mess with Only Fools at your peril, don't you? You know, because, well, as you just said, you went with your dad, and so many people, it's so important to so many people within the family. It's quite a responsibility. So it took a little while and trying various things to see if it could work. And gradually it turned into what it is now, with, you know, a lot of collaboration, a lot of help from many people. But it's a great fun night out, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. And, you know, John Sullivan gave you so much material to work with on this. How did you begin and go about cherry-picking the parts that would be in there? Because obviously we all have Dell falling through the bar, which you play with really nicely in the production as well, by the way. And there's the chandelier.
One of the things that I think Jim Sullivan and I discussed and John had earmarked was the episode date where Del meets Raquel's got to be the central theme. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the sort of, you know, you have to have that romantic sort of storyline in a musical. And then it was a case of really trying to get in, try and showcase all the characters as best we could, you know, and get as many gags or at least references to people's favourite moments as we could. Because, you know, this is not, as I always say, it's not Sondheim, you know. It's Only Fools. And we, you know, it's not Trigger's journey or anything. As he wrestles with his demons or anything like that. You've got to give the public what they want. And so we hope we do that, but also throw in a few little things to keep, you know, to keep it relevant. I wanted to showcase London a bit as well. So, like, Granddad looked back at the London that he's lost, you know, with his song Where Have All the Cockneys Gone. Some went to Billericay, some went to Southend, a lot of them went to Kent. and then Twigger looks in his crystal ball and sees the Peckham of now, which is all artisan bakers, isn't it? And
the gentrification of South East London, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I sort of wanted to have at least a little nod to that, so that it isn't just, you know, the crash bang wallop, here's the greatest hits of Only Fools. You know, you've got to give it a kind of a sort of
scene and a setting, you know.
Well, like I said, Paul, my dad and I absolutely loved it. Now, wait right there, because I want to ask you about your triumphant return to the show. There is more coming from Paul Whitehouse next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And my guest this morning is five times BAFTA award-winning writer, actor, comedian and star of Only Fools and Horses, the musical. It's Paul Whitehouse. So the big question from me to you right now, Paul, is are you coming back to reprise your role as Grandad?
I am. I've got some other, you know, stuff that I needed, that I was working on before we reopened. So I'll be doing that, but definitely be coming back. I wouldn't, you know, I love doing the show, and all the cast are very talented and fantastic performers. And I miss them and I miss the audience and miss doing the show. So I'll definitely be back.
Okay, well, that is music to our ears. Paul, it was great having you on the show. As I say, I wanted to seek you out and tell you that me and my dad had such a great time. And if you want to see it for yourselves, you can watch it at the Haymarket Theatre, London, and you can get your tickets from onlyfoursmusical.com. Cheers, Paul!
Cheers, Dave. By the way, we had Freddie Flintoff, Mel B, Tom Allen, and Jamie Redknapp came and did a little turn on the show, and you fancy yourself a bit, don't you?
So, right. Okay.
So why don't you, I'll see if I can swing it, if you could come and do a little cameo. Obviously, we wouldn't give you too much because it requires, you know, years of training and dedication. So that's just some DJ who leaps from his way onto the West End stage for a bit of glory. What do you think?
Oh. Paul,
are you prepared to take the challenge?
Oh, wow!
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Come on, Dave.
Seriously, Paul, you invited me to have a cameo in Only Fools and Horses the musical.
No, I didn't say anything like that at all. No.
Quite the opposite.
Oh, crossed wires.
You're not even allowed in the audience anymore, Dave, let alone a cameo.
Well, I've thrown the gauntlet down, all right?
Paul, I will accept the challenge.
I was going to say, you go sit down, take a couple of hours in and think about it.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I shouldn't accept it too readily. I'll ruminate on it for a while. That's what I should do. Paul, listen, I think I've said it all. You've done a really good job, and I can only imagine the weight of responsibility that comes with turning something that is so beloved to, you know, all the people of the country into a brilliant stage show. But you have achieved it, and it's a great performance as Grandad as well. We can't wait to have you back on the stage there. I'm going to think long and hard about your invitation, Paul, but for now, give it up for Paul Whitehouse, everyone. Cheers, Paul. Speak to you soon, man. Bye now. Take care. Bye.
See you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, and it is your Wednesday morning. It is also our last show of the week. Thanks, the Queen! Yes, the Queen's Jubilee means many of us will get two bank holidays this weekend, and of course, we are celebrating in style here on Absolute Radio. Starting tomorrow morning from 9, we'll be celebrating with the best music of the Queen's reign. So for the very first time, we're going to be starting with an hour of music from the 1950s.
Yes.
A formative decade, yes, for the worlds of rock and roll and more.
Amazing.
As we go through the Queen's decades. Then tomorrow night from 7, we're celebrating the Queen's Jubilee with a very special live music Thursday. It is 3 hours of live performances from the UK's biggest artist, and it kicks off with Mr. Noel Gallagher. And as, of course, this weekend is all about royalty, on Friday night, we honour the legend that is, you've guessed it, Prince.
Of course.
In a UK radio exclusive, we've got an hour of tracks from his classic 1985 Purple Rain Tour.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. This gig has never been broadcast before. We're so extremely proud to bring it to you. It's an incredible set featuring all of Prince's 80s hits. You can listen Friday night from 7 p.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 8.52 on your Wednesday morning. So, a five-time BAFTA award-winning comedy legend Paul Whitehouse has offered me a role in Only Fools and Horses, the musical.
A walk-on part.
A role, a role. It's a role, you know. Hashtag keep the arts alive. Mm-hmm. The first text we get in about right, is from Anne in Staines. Good morning, Anne. It says, congratulations on the huge role in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, Dave. I've always said you'd make a great Mickey Pierce.
Yes.
Anne, how could you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the no-repeat guarantee is in full swing, and this means as we head into Platy Jubes. Sorry. You will not be hearing the same song twice across the... Oh, I feel sick. I'm not even going to finish. The station messaging cannot be delivered after I've said Platy Jubes.
Platy Jubes.
Now, Matt Dyson, we popped up for the social ammo.
Extra.
I've already once this morning said you have to bring this to the people. I must stop prying at the social ammunition desk because I keep seeing all the great stuff you leave out.
You see, yeah, exactly. Some of it doesn't make the cut. But speaking of the Platy Jubes, this is Platy Jube related, the old bank holiday Bob weekend. Roy Cole sent me this. He calls himself Colonel Tractor on Twitter. And it's from No Context Brits. There's a guy who's sending out a WhatsApp to his friends saying, my office wants us to decorate our desks for the Jubilee. I've been putting up photos of the Queen's face, but swapped it on Photoshop with Alex Ferguson's face. And nobody has noticed
yet. This is it. So, like, the lead up to this, you're thinking, ha, 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 ha. But
then you zoom
my
in.
My goodness.
And you can barely tell the difference.
He's done a great job, hasn't he?
I never realised how facially similar the Queen and Fergie were.
She'll be thrilled about that comment on the eve of her Platinum Jubilee. Sorry about my friend, Mom. Oh, yes, his name is Sir Hairy Situation,
I imagine she'll dish out some hairdryer treatment as well, if she ever heard that. She'll give me both barrels.
But it's strangely uncanny.
It's amazing, and you can get it. Get away with it. So try it yourself in the office this afternoon. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Wednesday morning, and as we head into the extra-long Platy Jubes bank holiday weekend, I am pleased to say a brand-new edition of my podcast, The Doctor Next Door, is now available. Now, my next-door neighbour, Neil Srinivasan, is a leading medical expert, and once a week, he pops round to my house. We sit at the kitchen table. We normally have a tea. We have been known to have a beer in the past, depending on time of record.
Right, okay. Anyway, get rowdy then, don't they?
As they often can in the medical world.
Yeah. Will you be having a street party with him for the Platy Jubes?
Well,
some Beveraginos, perhaps?
It's funny you should say that, because one of us, out of the two, isn't particularly looking forward to the street party that has been organised.
Oh, nice.
All be revealed. One of us is a bit of a grumpole of the Bailey. plus, we talk about hay fever, why people get it, how
timely
we can cure it.
Yeah.
And even more timely than that, we talk about the Queen's royal physician, the doctor to the Queen, gets the discussion, how that role came about, how many of them there are, how you go about getting that position in society in the Queen's household.
Nice.
It's all available on The Doctor Next Door, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As we embark on the start of a brand new month, it is the end of the latest edition of The Breakfast Show, which, of course, will live on in podcast form forever, ever, ever, ever. Subscribe, comment, review, whatever you need
to
do.
Tell your friends, spread the word.
It's available wherever you get your pods from, but what's it going to be named? Matt Dyson.
Yes, what have we got?
The lights are off, so I can't tell the level of milkiness.
Yes.
History could be made in the bungee jumping world today.
That's true, yeah.
There's a bridge called Gary.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Grumpole of the Bailey.
Oh, a reference that really gives away your true age. The eagle-eared listeners will have noticed.
And I, Mystic Mac.
Oh, yes, Mystic Mac. Very unfortunate slip of the tongue. I think it should be the lights are off, so I can't tell the level of milkiness.
It works on so many levels. Go get that daily podcast to find out exactly when it was said and what it is referring to. So we're off for the Platinum Jubilee Bank holiday. Yes. We're going to be back on Monday live at 6 a.m. So if you're off or whatever you're doing, enjoy it. Stay safe, stay entertained. And until I say Monday, 6 a.m, arrivederci. Up next, by the way, news on how we can make you a winner. It's £70,000. If you win, we'll make sure the money is in your bank account so you can get spending it across the...
Platy... Say it.
Platy Jube!